BBC News with Marion Marshall. A jury has found the notorious Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman guilty on all 10 counts at his drug trafficking trial in New York. The unanimous decision means the 61-year-old faces a mandatory life sentence. Guzman, once among the world's richest men, ran the Sinaloa drug cartel, one of the biggest suppliers of drugs to the United States. Tens of thousands of supporters of the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido have rallied in the centre of the capital, Caracas. Many are carrying placards demanding President Nicolas Maduro stand down. Others are chanting slogans in support of Mr. Guaido. The Italian parliament has called on Venezuela to hold new presidential elections to replace what it called the illegitimate ones last May that re-elected President Nicolas Maduro. Italy is one of the few European countries not to back Mr. Guaido as interim president. 15 people have been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo in connection with communal clashes in December. The United Nations says the violence left almost 900 people dead. The Russian parliament has passed draft legislation that would give the state tighter control of the internet to defend it from foreign meddling. The bill seeks to route Russian web traffic through points controlled by state authorities. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia has begun using its new name of North Macedonia, ending 3 decades of dispute with its southern neighbour, Greece. It confirmed the name change in the official gazette. Until the United Nations is formally notified of the change, the new name will be for domestic use only. The European Union has signed a new multi-million dollar agreement with Morocco that will allow EU vessels fishing rights off the coast of the disputed territory of Western Sahara. But it has angered the territory's independence movement and has been rejected by the Sahrawi residents. BBC News.